That was the band Fountains of Wayne from their 2005 two-set CD, Out of State Plates. And it's described as being one of the favorites of one of the writers for the song, the late Adam Schlesinger, which is a beautiful legacy I think to leave. The song was called I Want Alien for Christmas, as you might have heard. And I think it's actually one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time, definitely. So that was my chosen few. That's what I wanted you guys to hear. I hope you like some of the songs, because now we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming of rock music, of course, to end the day, the end of the set. Not done yet. CJSF is never done. Coming up next will be an album that I literally just heard. I just discovered. It's called Pure Juice, spelled P-U-R-J-U-S. They are a band from Oslo, Norway, and they are called Orion's Belt. And I've only just scratched the surface of this album, Pure Juice, but it's amazing. It's like psychedelic, instrumental, alternative indie. I really enjoyed it. I'm definitely going to be listening to it a lot this week. I'll be playing you guys the track Spark coming up next. And following that, a little fun thing, is a very, very, very technically distant family member is the lead singer of a band in Australia called Blind Corners that my great aunt introduced me to, because he is her great nephew and I'm her great niece. So we have that in common, I suppose. But she recommended them to me because my great aunt apparently has amazing taste in rock music. And this is a song called Cold Sunday, released this year. And I'm definitely going to be listening to them more because they're great. That's coming up next. You're going to listen to a family member's band. And following that will be a really cool band as well. We Are Scientists, who I love. Following that will be a local act, Buddy, who are great. And then a couple more as well. I'll talk to you more about when I see you. So that's coming up next with Orion's Belt first. But first, you're going to listen to a short promo, which happens later today at 6 p.m. Slumber Party, hosted by two great people. It's a great show. Thanks so much for staying tuned in so far. I hope you enjoyed our little Christmas segue and that you stay tuned for Orion's Belt coming up next.
I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
What? soft sheets and stained glass doorway. But I see the hints that are given. I don't believe in what they touch. I can feel the change in attitude as they turn their backs again. It's unobtained by everyone. It's unobtained by everyone. Can you drown the fire? Or will you drink the stars? Feasting wasn't enough. They're wrapped around your tongue. Are you leaving some for us? We gave it all there was. Far, 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 far. Far, 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 far. Would you wait for them to shut your loud mouth? It's so quiet on a cold Sunday. Don't you ever meet the children out there? When the feasting wasn't enough, they wrapped around your tongue. The silver was a charge. Let's go back to pay the bailiff. Bye.
1000 of my favorite bands of all time, I think. Pup, I played them a lot. It was from the latest album, Who Will Capture the Dogs. They are based in Toronto. And the band before that was also based in the same place. Their name is Bitch Stick. And this is their debut album, Wouldn't Miss It. I played you the song Evil Woman, and they described the themes addressed on the record as being deeply personal but also reflective of some of the larger issues youth are dealing with today, such as apathy, mental health, addiction, misogyny, and an overwhelming fear of what the future may hold. The hope that the artists have is that listeners will dance, cry, wallow, demand more from themselves, give themselves a break, and find relief through it. And I hope you enjoyed it, because that was my last couple songs. I've got one more for you guys to end strong. We've got another amazing Toronto legend coming up who are literally legends, because they suddenly disbanded 15 years ago at, I think, one of their heights of their fame, as it's described. I played them before, Dentata. They're amazing, a really cool punk band. But luckily, their unreleased music and photos have been released just this year, called In Loving Memory. I'll be playing you guys the song I See Red, which I think is kind of a Christmassy sort of theme. There's a lot of red in Christmas. We got Santa Claus, but everything. This one is definitely not. It's a bit heavy. It's good. It's awesome. It's a great way to end the show. And I hope you guys come back next week. I think I'm kind of turning into a 90s alternative grunge show in a way. I'll be playing a lot of that next week and kind of keeping up the energy. Don't worry, I won't play any Christmas music. I will just play some rock music just to make sure you guys are having a good time. You're having a lovely time during the holidays, taking care of yourself, doing things you love most, spending time with people that you love. You feel cherished, you feel taken care of, you feel rested. That's what I think I want everybody to have. So peace to the world. I'll see you guys next week right here. And stay tuned for our next song by Dentata from their latest album, In Loving Memory, is the track I See Red. I'll see you guys next time on Tuesdays at 3. My name is Sasha, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye. Back.
You're listening to CJAS